what I think, Shadrika, is that, you know, as chronically ill entrepreneurs, we all have a different story, right? Like my story and your story don't exactly match. But when we have different people in the online space who come at these, you know, come from different angles. So my pretty sick biz, you know, my story is that I'm a chronically ill entrepreneur. I have lupus. I have Hashimoto's. I was diagnosed in 2018 after, you know, this long journey of, you know, what the hell's wrong with Kelly sort of thing, you know, and then it was finally, you know, it's lupus, you have lupus, which has snowballed into my health journey. But parallel to my health journey is my business journey. So as someone who has built a business and has worked with one-to-one high ticket clients for the last few years, the way that my chronic illness and my business have intersected have brought me to this moment where my pretty sick biz is now, you know, my story of how to be a chronically ill entrepreneur, but still have a successful business. Because when you go online, we see there's so many people who that's what they want. They want to have a successful business. But using your lupus story, like you do in Lupus Speaks, and like a lot of other influencers who talk in the autoimmune space, it's so powerful because it shows other people we are not just lupus. We're not just Hashimoto's. We're not just RA. We're not just, you know, MS. We're not any of those things. We're people who have dreams and ambitions, and we can do all those things. Yeah, we might have to do them a little bit differently, but we can do them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to Lupus Speaks Podcast, where we shine a spotlight on lupies who are bossing it in business, inspiring others, and making a mark in the lupus community. I'm your host, Shadrika Holmes, on a mission to showcase the incredible journeys of lupus warriors turned entrepreneurs, influencers, and advocates. So get ready for empowering stories, insightful conversations, and a dose of inspiration. This is not just a podcast, it's a platform for you to dream again. So join me as we explore the possibilities beyond lupus and celebrate the resilience of lupus community.
From the initial diagnosis to how has it influenced your entrepreneur journey and your personal life?
Sure. So as a business person with lupus, I think when I first really started my business, I didn't think about how much that was going to impact me. So, right, stress impacts us, all these things, even when it's good stress. So I like to work. I enjoy working. I like working a lot. I like learning new things. But my body started to tell me something different after a while. My body was like, hey, you need to like slow down. And like my doctors were like, there's stuff happening here. What's going on with you? And in my mind, I was like, nothing. You know, everything is great. I feel so good.
Right.
Like, my business is thriving. But my body, the stress, that the toll, you know, the toll of that stress, it was telling me different things. It was telling me I needed to slow down, I needed to pivot, and I needed to find new ways to deal with not just, you know, building a business, but building a business with someone who has a chronic illness and who also needs to make that a major priority in my life, because it is a major priority in my life. It's a big part of my identity and who I am. So it's like I have these two pieces of me that's like this, you know, person who has a chronic illness and wants to manage it really, really well. Like, I want to eat well. I want to exercise. I want to take my medications. I want to see my doctors. I want to be informed. I want to be someone who, you know, lupus doesn't, it's not going to get.
Right, right. You're going to win, however.
You know? But at the same time, like, I want to, you know, be a healthy wife and a healthy mom. And, you know, I have three adult kids. My husband and I like to travel. We like to go places. And I'm a business owner. So it's like there's all these pieces of you. So how do they all intersect?
Right.
And I feel like all of those pieces independently could overwhelm the other ones if you let them, right? Like being a chronically ill person could consume you if you allow it to consume you, right? It really could. So you have to find ways to enjoy all of those different identities that we have and nurture all of those different identities while still respecting the other ones, right? So you're building a business, you can't ignore your family, you know?
Absolutely.
So in your chronic illness, you still need to be able to have that drive to build whatever it is that makes you feel great in your work identity, right? So it's like there's all these different pieces of us that we have to learn to let walk together on the journey, because otherwise we're going to fight against each other.
Yeah, I'm definitely still on my work identity, because I've been a mom for almost 10 years now. And so that was been my focus point, and just being the best person that I could be, and just being consistent with just lupus, and taking it really seriously and being involved in what's going on and just being more aware. So the career part just kind of never came for me. I just kind of dipped my toe in a little bit, but then just kind of retreated back because I was just afraid. So now I'm just like ready to make some changes and take the financial burdens and worries and stress off of me. Then just, I don't know, I'm just ready to live it up.
And you know what? There's so much stuff. I think there's so many skills that we learn as moms. There's so many skills that we learn as chronically ill people that lend themselves really well to business building, because you know, when you're a mom, you're consistent, you're always showing up, right? So like with your clients, you have to, you're consistent, you always show up, right?
Hold on, because you just told me something, because I'm over here thinking like, you know what, I can't even be consistent with taking my medication, but you're right, I'm definitely consistent with showing up for my babies. So you just told me something.
It's so much of it is about reframing it. So much about business building is reframing it to something that you resonate with, right? So as a mom, you show up for your child, right? All the time, every time. It's without question. So that's a non-negotiable for you in motherhood. So it becomes a non-negotiable for you in business with your clients.
Because
all the things that we feel really deeply as like our core values, those are the things that we insert into our business and our brand. Like we're talking about before, you know, brand building. How do we build a brand? We use our own story to build that brand, right?
Right.
And then everything else that we decide to do within the business, whether it's, you know, delivering one-to-one services, or it's selling a digital product, or it's creating a course, or it is, you know, one-to-one coaching or group coaching. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do, right?
Right.
All of those things that are core values and our storytelling, that's what makes a successful business. That's something that, you know, in the brand building, you've got to insert your own story. That's why we don't want to get too far away from, you know, who Kelly is, who Shadrika is, because that's the thing that people are going to connect to. Because when we find our like-minded audience, that target audience of people that are your people that you really want to serve, when we're building a business, that's why we do it, because we want to serve, right? Part of that is service. Yes, obviously there's a revenue goal to be met, but service is the core of that.
Right.
So your story as a mom, your story as someone who, you know, like you just said, sometimes you struggle to take your medication. Guess what? We all do. So saying that and sharing that, like it's very powerful, because people have that, how did she know that about me moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I've been like always,
you know, my medication and been like, what are you doing?
I don't know. It's just mind-blowing, because I'm so used to trying to figure out how to separate the two instead of just incorporating it at all as just me. That's just how I am. Mm-hmm. But I just, when they always use that term target audience, it kind of throws me off, because I'm just like, is that lupus warriors? Is that, you know, is it just me? And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's just hard for me to like identify that, I guess, because.
Right. And that's one of the biggest components of business building, is knowing who you're speaking to. So when you are, so for instance, in my, you know, my advertising agency, I work with female coaches who are building coaching businesses. They launch courses, they launch digital products, they launch, you know, group memberships, things like that. That is the person I work with. That's the only person I work with. So with my Pretty Sick Biz, I work with chronically ill entrepreneurs to show them how to create automated income streams so that are flare proof. That is what I do. So for you and anyone who's trying to build a business, that is your foundation of where you start. You know, okay, well, this is what I can share. Who's going to resonate with that? And then how can I monetize it? Because I think one of the pieces of business building that some people forget in those foundational steps is, it's not just like the who, it's not just the why, all very important, but it's the, will they pay for it, right?
Exactly.
So you have to be able to know how to do that really simple market research to find out whether or not the person that you'd like to tag as your target audience is willing to pay for what you have to offer. And that's part of, you know, with my pretty sick biz over the course of the next year, we're going to talk a lot about how to build out a target audience, how to do the market research, and, you know, where to find this information, and then how to take everything that you want to do and put it on autopilot. Because we have so many automation tools now in the online business space that we can effectively remove ourselves from our business funnels, our sales and marketing funnels, and be able to deliver products and services without becoming the bottleneck. But you have to do that foundational research and know the pieces of selling online successfully before we can get to the point where we can automate and just put our hands up and go, I did that.
Because my automatic target audience would be chronic ill moms, specifically who have lupus, that are wanting to learn how to sell digital products and courses and things like that to make money online. However, because I am that audience myself, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I can't afford to get that, you know what I'm saying, to do that. So it's like you said, that market research, you know, automatically in my mind, it seems as if the audience that I want us to reach may not have the funding to do that. However, then I look at myself and I was like, I found funding. I made it happen because I wanted to invest in myself, you know, and I wanted to see what I really could do and just keep watching. And it just kept coming in my face. And I was just like, I can do this. I know I can do this. So it was like just believing in myself even more, the more and more I saw it. And so I was like, okay, well, I got the potential to do that because I'm going to use my example, just talking through my experience of like what I felt like being a chronic ill mom and literally being like, I can't buy you these $37 glasses. You know, and how I cried all the way through the store because that breaks my heart. I know it's not that expensive, but that was something
it's a very relatable experience as a chronically ill person. It's an incredibly relatable experience that other people, when they see it, because you've, you know, weave that into your brand storytelling because it is your story. It is you. Mm-hmm. It's one of those really raw experiences that people, they have that experience and they see themselves, okay, well, you know, Shadrika felt like that too, but here's what she did next. You know what I mean? Or here's, you know, that's how you bring people into your brand and into your world, whether it's your podcast or whatever it is. That's how you get them to buy in, is by being yourself. That's how you get them, by sharing your story. And, you know, you made a really good point before about people not necessarily having the money to invest in themselves, but you found it, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, just the other day, I wrote an email about this to my email list about, you know, when people tell me that they want to spend $0, 0 cents, and they want to have a $500,000 business, the first thing I think to myself is you shouldn't have a business at all. Because you have to dig a little bit deep. And there are different ways that we can do that. Things that I want to do with my pretty sick biz is to show you that you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars like I did to create a business, because that was my path and that was right for me. However, that's not right for everybody, but there are certain foundational skills that you do need to be able to invest in yourself to learn in order to get that digital marketing foundation that you'll need for every piece of your business throughout everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talk about email marketing, when we talk about, you know, just creating funnels, sales funnels, marketing funnels, brand messaging. These are all things, if you tried to DIY all of this 5 years from now, you and I would be having the exact same conversation. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like we have to be willing to put some skin in the game and to get started. You have to be willing to start messy and put a little skin in the game. Because that's, you know, that's where it all begins for us. And that is sort of my take on the Simply Passive and the Master Resale Rights product is, you know, you spend your $387, you go through this course, which gives you this incredibly, I mean, trust me, I bought more than one because I am in digital marketing and I do know what you need to know. And I didn't want to create my own course. That was not what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I needed to make sure that whatever I affiliated myself with for the for the Master Resale Rights part of my pretty sick biz was going to teach you what you need to know in order to be successful. Right. And it teaches you what you need to know in order to be successful. And it, you know, more to that point, it teaches you how to use these really simple tools like a scan store, which will literally take you less than an hour to set up. It teaches you how to, it gives you your first email marketing script, which then you read and you say to yourself, oh, this is why this does this. This is why I'm talking. This is why the sales psychology runs this way. Because building a business is not just, okay, well, I have this product, I'm going to sell it to people. It is so much deeper than that. And there's so many intricacies behind the scenes of things that you want to know when we're talking about sales psychology and sort of like, you know, a buyer demographic, psychographic sort of thing. We need to know who we're talking to. But we also need to know how to sell, which is what that's a big piece of where I think people fall off, is because they assume the selling part is easy and it's not easy. So that's why a product like Simply Passive or and one of these other master resale rights courses gives you that gets you started, and it you know, you're on your way in 30 days. You're ready to go.
And I'm ready.
You learn every time. And the more you implement, the more you learn, because you're testing it every single time, right? You're like, okay, well, I wrote this email, or I did this reel, or I did, you know, whatever, and it fell flat. But then I did this one and people really liked that. So how can I do more of this? Mm-hmm. So it's this idea that, you know, we have to be willing to put some skin in the game. And if we're not, you know, when people come to me, people say it to me a lot, you know, well, I don't have any money and I, you know, I'm not going to invest any money. And it's like, okay, well, you shouldn't be a business owner then, because you have to be willing to put a little skin in the game. You don't have to put $5,000 in to start, but you got to be willing to do a little something. You know, We pay attention to what we pay for. That's another, you know, important thing to know. We don't pay as much attention to the freebies and to the, you know, the things that are delivered on YouTube and things like that. We pay attention to what we pay for. And that's the stuff that we sort of put ourselves into, because we made an investment in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I got a course that I bought years ago. It was probably my first time investing in myself. It was like $250 to teach you how to write a book. So I was like, I'm going to write a book about lupus. I still got that quote. So maybe that's not for everybody.
Maybe that wasn't what you really wanted, though.
So no, it really wasn't. I mean, it seems like I'm telling my story right now, just being on the platform of the podcast without writing anything. So it's easy.
And that's your medium. Like, your medium is maybe not sitting down and writing a book, because that's hard. That's like really hard.
I don't think I would talk the whole book. I literally would use AI. Talk the whole book, have somebody edit it, slap a cover on there, and market it. That's how I would do it. I wouldn't use ChatGPT to tell the story. I would just use AI to just...
Record yourself.
Yeah.
All you really need to do is have a recording app, and it would transcribe it for you. And then, you can, I mean, you can literally...
But that's the thing,
that
we think it's so hard, and it's really just that simple. But some people just don't know what they really can do, you know, and sometimes believing in themselves enough. So that's where I would want to come in as my service, in order to kind of like motivate you and encourage you, or just give you the ideas that you just didn't connect yet.
You see?
I don't know. I think that'd be fun.
I think it would be fun. And it's honestly, like you just said, we don't know what we don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need people who have done it before to show us the way and to show us what's possible. Because even just a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of experience that someone can share with you, whether it's about their personal story, their professional story, their business journey, it really can spark something in you that says to you, you know what, that resonated with me. I can do that too. You know, someone will watch your podcast and they'll be like, should we do this podcast? I can do a podcast.
I will offer that. I will teach you how to set up your podcast.
I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of people out there who would love to know how to set up a podcast and don't know how to set up a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there are steps, right? Technical steps to setting up a podcast and then marketing your podcast. That's a valuable service to offer someone, because there are people out there who, you know, I always try to tell people, you know, you're an expert to someone who's a beginner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while you may not know every single thing, and you may not, you know, be the person who has the podcast experience extraordinaire, you know how to set up a podcast. I don't know how to set up a podcast. So therefore you're an expert. You're an expert in my eyes, because you were 10 steps ahead of me. Right.
Yeah.
So we have to remember that about ourselves when that imposter syndrome sort of kicks in, because it kicks in and it tells us we can't do things and it tells us we're not good enough. We have to remember that, you know, we are valuable for what we know, and there are other people out there who would love to know what we know, and therefore we can teach them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I think everything is supposed to be anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so you emphasize the importance of time management and energy preservation in your work. So how do you adapt your strategies to accommodate the fluctuating symptoms and energy levels associated with lupus and So is that just the automated service you were talking about? That's how you do it?
Or? So that's how I've done it. So I've taken myself, I've removed myself as the bottleneck. So everything that I do is completely automated. So when it comes to, so here I'll walk you through like one particular sort of stream. So when we're talking about email marketing, which is a hill that I will die on for any client I ever have, we all need to have an email list. We have to, absolutely have to. Social media isn't enough. If this new business with TikTok is teaching us anything, you know, the potential TikTok ban and had that this, you need to have an email list, because your social media platforms are, they're wonderful and they're great, but they can disappear tomorrow. So email marketing, you know, in order to build an email list, all we do is build a really simple funnel where we offer a freebie. And then now people are in my emails, and now I can write them emails and I have direct access to them to then sell them my services, my products. I can invite them to things to get to know me better. So by automating that with simple Instagram ads and a freebie and a stand store, that is literally a set it and forget it funnel. And now I have people every single day that are joining my email list that are now my target audience, and I can sell to them without doing a single thing. So I'm at the grocery store, my email funnel is working. I'm out with my kid, my email funnel is working. My husband and I are at the casino, my email funnel is working.
Okay.
And by automating every single piece of your business in exactly that way, where we're sending traffic to whatever it is that we are trying to sell, right, to monetize, by continuously building our office, our audience, excuse me, and then sending that traffic to what we're selling without me being a part of it, there's a sales call there, right? There's no sales call. There's no, you know, you and I are talking and I'm trying to convince you to do one-on-one coaching with me or join a membership or anything like that. Nothing. There's none of that, because it's all in my sales copy. It's all in my sales copy. And then not only is it in my sales copy, but because I've set it up that way, I am constantly growing that audience. You know, that audience, I started this business in January.
Okay.
In November and December of 2023, I had a pretty serious health issue, lupus related, and I was having a lot of trouble meeting my one-to-one client expectations. And it was a very, very difficult time for me, because I was dropping balls. And it, for me, that's unacceptable. It was just an unacceptable thing. But my health was taking precedent, because I was sick. I was having a lot of trouble. I was on new medications. I had a really bad reaction to methotrexate. Don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it's very, very, it's not great. So that was when I was like, you know what? Something has to change. I have to remove myself as the bottleneck in this business, because I, to be frank, I let a client down. I really did. I let her down. I was too sick to complete a project that I had committed to, and I ended up having to let her go as a client. Happy, I was unhappy, but there was no other decision she could make. There was no other decision that could have been made in that moment, right? There is, there's, you know, I have a cold, and I am having a major reaction to a medication, and I literally can't think straight. I can't do what I need to do inside my home, much less my business, right?
Right.
So my core mission for my pretty sick biz became, how do I automate everything, and how do I show people like me how to automate everything? Because I already know how to automate things, but how do I take that from 5 to 25? How do I automate everything? And then how do I show people like me who deal with these same sort of unpredictable and unavoidable health blips, because I don't know what else to call it, episodes. How do I show other people how to flare-proof their business too? Because there was no worse feeling for me than in that moment when I realized I can't finish this project. This never happened to me before, but it was directly related to my lupus. And all I could think was forward thinking, this is going to happen again. This is going to happen to me again. And I knew that I did not want to hire a team. I knew I have no interest in that. I have no interest in building a team. I have no interest in managing an agency. I have no interest in that. So what is my next step to continue this business that I've worked so hard to build and has been very successful? How do I pivot everything I know into a situation where it is still working for me and I get to help people like me who are going to come up against the same things is going to happen to them? So how do I help them? How do I help them flare-proof their business that I know that they want? Because I am part of a lot of chronically ill communities online. I do follow a lot of people. I know that as someone who struggles with chronic illness, it really does affect your identity and it really does make you feel less than sometimes when we can't sort of do everything, right? You know, on those moments where you do have to rest, you know, on that Saturday where everybody is going out to dinner, but you just can't, you know what I mean? There are different things that we deal with and there are different, there's just a different way that we have to take care of ourselves. There just is. You know, just at the very core of it. And I would you agree with me? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, of course. I understand all of it because I have small children. I mean, my youngest daughter, she is 15 months. So there has been times where I've been in my flare and I literally cannot use my hands. You know, I cannot change her diaper. So I'm blessed enough to have the support that I do have, but if I didn't, I don't know what we would have done, what I would have done, because I could not physically help myself, let alone do the things I need to do as a mom. Right. And just missing out on certain experiences was just them because I can't move. So yeah. I think that's been my biggest thing is that even if I'm in bed, I'm sick in bed and I cannot move, I hear cha-ching. Look, because everybody else account is cha-ching, you know, I'm seeing these Standstill or these Stripe accounts where they're getting their payments and I'm like, okay, what can I do to get this started? So yeah,
and it really is, once you know these sort of foundational automations, the foundational business building things, like we're talking about, you know, target audiences and, you know, traffic and how to create sales funnels and marketing funnels. It all sounds very complicated until you know how to do it. And you're like, this is just a series of steps. This is a series of steps with some really great tools that are inexpensive that I can absolutely do. And as soon as I know how to do this, the world is my oyster because now I know how to do it. I can create anything, right?
So what systems are you using? So, because I'm a little familiar with the different systems. Okay. So there's system.io or something like that.
Yep.
And then so there's
system.io is a funnel builder, basically. And you can use that for free. That will help you build your sales funnels and attach your Stripe account, which is your payment account. So basically the core things that you need to have are an email list, which means you need email marketing. You have to have an email list because your email list is an asset to your business. Your email list is your core. It's a group of your core people all in one place. Unlike social media, where you, let's say you spend 2 hours on a post today and it goes out and 3 people see it, right? Okay, that happens all the time, right? Your insights, you're like, what the heck? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. You send an email, you have 300 people, 3,000 people on an email list. They all saw it. It landed. They all saw it and it landed. And not only did it land, it is the exact person that you want to see it because you took the time to build out your target audience. So for my email list, I use ConvertKit. So ConvertKit, super, super easy, very user-friendly. It's not a difficult system to learn. It's also pretty inexpensive. ConvertKit, I want to say it's about $29 a month, something like that. But there are also free versions. So you can use, there's a free version of MailChimp. There's a free version of not Flowdesk. You get a free trial. So there are several different email marketing tools that you can use. I personally use ConvertKit. That's my, it's pretty user-friendly. It's pretty easy to use. As far as an actual product store, so ConvertKit, I can build my products there and I can sell through a Stripe integration, but I also have a stand store. The stand store for a beginner is the easiest way to set up a digital product business.
Not Beacons.
Which?
Beacons AI, have you heard of that one?
Beacons. No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, so Beacons is very similar to Stand Store, but Stand Store is $29 and Beacons is
$10. Okay.
And it also integrates with PayPal, I believe. And for your email, it actually has an email marketing thing also. So you can do, you don't even need the ConvertKit. It's all in one. Yep. So that's kind of what I'm using right now because, you know, I get a lot. And it even gives you templates for your newsletters or whatever things that you want to use to send your emails out. So I like that one.
Yeah. As long as it's hitting all those points where you can send traffic to a landing page, capture emails, have an email marketing funnel after, and a delivery funnel for your product in a Stripe integration, right? All of those things where you're able to capture payment, capture lead information, and then also nurture after. So as long as whatever tool it is that you want to use is letting you do that, perfect. Especially for $10 a month, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the sales funnel part of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like where you have a lead, a magnet to go with, and then it follows through. I think you have to integrate it with the system.io, whatever.
The system.io?
Yeah. I think you have to make it all integrate with each other, but I'm not 100% sure, but I think you do.
Yeah. See, that's exactly the kind of stuff that as when you're trying to build an automated, there's a lot of different tools. So when you're trying to build an automated sales marketing funnel, those are exactly all the things that we need to know how to integrate, because once we know how to integrate it all and how the flow should be, the sales flow and the nurture flow, as soon as we know how to use those tools and implement those things, you can do whatever you want. Like, you are golden. Like, as soon as you know those sort of foundational tech things and how to set it all up and connect it and just how to drive traffic to it, you're ready. You're good. Everything is great. But there's the thing to remember is that when people are buying things and we want to, nurture them towards a sale, we need to make sure that they're seeing our content over and over and over again, whether that is a sponsored ad or, in the form of like a low cost Instagram ad. I mean, they're very inexpensive, or that is a, just organic content. It is never just a one and done when we're selling. That's why we need a longer funnel with the email marketing.
Because that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, we have to.
I'm gonna ask you how the content, affects like the process of what you're doing. I mean, is it easy for you to create the content, or because I want to know if you were planning on remaining faceless while you run this account.
So this is funny actually. So my agency, I have a different sort of take on this. So my one-to-one services have always been as an ads manager. I do Facebook and Instagram ads for people. That is what I do. I build sales funnels, and I've always been very, very successful at advertising in that manner. My main thing with social media is always to take people off social media. So I create all of my content to drive people towards my email list so that I don't have to continue to create content. Does that make sense to you?
My
automated funnels they consist of very inexpensive ads that drives traffic towards my email captures, and my content is then just based on what I'm actually selling, and again it pushes people towards those funnels. But because I like to do ads and I you know, I really believe that that is the fastest path to cash. It just is. It is. It's the fastest. When we're trying to build an organic brand, it will take you, it takes time, right? It takes some time. But when we go ahead and we add a little bit of a paid funnel in there, that's going to pour gas on the fire. So as far as staying faceless, I've never been a huge fan of social media content. So whether or not I'm going to say I probably will always stay faceless with this account, because, and I won't stay faceless in any sort of class I do, any sort of masterclass I give, any sort of, you know, course that I create. That's different to me. You know, it's not social media posting. Social media posting, as a person who doesn't like social media posting, can be very
stressful. Because I don't like it either.
Labor intensive, right?
Yeah.
It feels like pulling teeth. So being able to use, you know, stock images and especially with the with Reels, which 97% of what I post on my Pretty Sick Biz is always going to be a Reel. And the reason for that is because the Instagram engagement on Reels is so much higher than it is on a still. But we, you know, we still have to sort of have a mixed media of content. It's easier and faster to create a still, but it's more effective to create a Reel. So I'd rather create 3 Reels a week and call it a day than create, you know, 15 stills that nobody's going to look at, or carousels. So it really depends on your audience too, like your insights and seeing who's looking at what. So we have to
know what happened. From your basis account, I personally, I guess, I don't mind it being faceless, because I understand what it is. But for those that who don't really understand, maybe you could have more explanation, maybe not in the actual MMR that you're selling, but just like how to get started in developing the business in general. Or because I know that within that course, you get that. But for the people who kind of want to be enticed by it, I guess, kind of like tagging them along, it's like making them believe that they can actually like take that next step and encouraging them to get all the information that they would know. So like, what is the little tricks to kind of like, not tricks, but just hooks to kind of be like, okay, I'm gonna get this information, you know, specific to
biz building pieces.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I want to infuse more into it, because as my goal for the year 2024 is to, so we've been talking a lot about Simply Passive, right? So I have 4 things that are automated funnels that I really want to teach people how to do: email marketing, affiliate marketing, and also print on demand. So all of those funnels right there are completely automated funnels. So as I build out my Pretty Sick Biz, there is going to be courses on how to do all of those things so that we can build more than one passive income stream, right? So it's that business building idea of, these are the pieces that you need. Like you just said, tell me the pieces I need, right? So it's really great feedback coming from looking at my account. Tell me the pieces that I need. And then, you know, show me how to implement that more. Mm-hmm. So as, you know, as my Pretty Sick Biz grows over this course of this next year, we're going to see how to create my email marketing funnels and what to do once I've got people on my email list. We're going to see how I can create affiliate marketing funnels for myself so that I have, you know, an affiliate marketing stream coming in. You know, what resonates with me? What's going to actually sell in an affiliate way? And how do I sell it as an affiliate, right? Because there are all these different ways to automate income, but we need more than one. And once we know how to do it one time, we can rinse to repeat and do it over and over and over again, because there are so many different ways that you could be generating income completely without having to do sales calls, without having to be one-to-one, you know, service provider. You know, now if that's what you want to do, that's totally fine too. But again, you still need those foundational business pieces to be able to be successful in that journey too.
Yeah, I would want to do maybe not a lot of one-on-ones, but maybe offering a group thing every 3 months or so, just to kind of like keep, you know, the group setting of understanding, making sure that everybody kind of get feedback from different people experiences versus just one-on-one and booking that all the time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's sort of like there's a group coaching model. There's so many different membership models where you can, and you can run those in so many different ways. You know, you can run them as simply as with your Zoom account and your email account. Like you can run them on a platform like Mighty Networks or Patreon or one of those. There's so many different business models that you can use after you've determined what you're going to deliver and who you're going to deliver it to. And then it just becomes that building out the business of, okay, how does this look and how do I deliver it and how do I remove myself as the bottleneck from this business and not get caught in that moment where I've got a tornado of health issues happening and I've got this massive amount of client work or business stuff that needs to be done. How do I remove myself from the bottleneck? So these things run alongside each other in like a really cohesive way that feels peaceful at the end of the day for you. Cause that's a big part of what I want people to know is that as chronically ill entrepreneurs, we do have the ability to build successful businesses with high revenue goals. Absolutely. Yeah. But we do probably have to do it a little bit differently if we're going to be a solopreneur, for sure.
Yeah, because I don't want a team either.
And it's never been a goal of mine, Shadrika. I like to implement. It's just, and I think that's okay. I think knowing that I don't want a team. I think knowing that that's a part of, creating your own unique journey. You know, some people want to build a big team. I'm not on that team. I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want a team, but I definitely want a community. I definitely want to have different women rally around me where I can come like, Kelly, oh my God, I made this error, girl. I want it to be all about the business, about it. I just want to be like, these my friends and I can call them and be like, because not every lupus warrior are where we are. So I need that business savvy, techie person to help me out when I made a mistake or I'm trying to figure out something that I don't need to brainstorm. I can't just ask somebody who just started lupus and not really know. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like,
it's a different community.
It's a different community. And that's what I'm building right now. Yeah. People like us, they get it. Like, to understand the language that we was talking about, or funnels and this and that. Because some people are like, what?
No, because their focus is the lupus.
Right.
Whereas we are, and that's why you and I were sort of chatting earlier about, like, target audience. And you were saying, well, I'm not sure who it is. You just told me who it was. So okay. Your target audience are people who are struggling with lupus. You specifically said moms who struggle with lupus who also want to build a business. Mm-hmm. That is a niche in itself that takes, not just, okay, so like autoimmune niche, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take it down further. Lupus niche. Okay. Mm-hmm. Take it down further. Moms.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it down. Moms who have lupus who want to build a business. Now you've created a niche. That's a niche. Mm-hmm. Autoimmune, that's not a niche. That's an overarching group of people. But as we sort of take that and narrow that down and we write that down on a piece of paper, the person I help is a mom who has lupus who wants to build a business, right?
Yeah.
That's who Lupus Speaks helps. And in that process, that community that you want, those are your community people. Of course, you're still going to be affiliated with people who have lupus, people who have RA, people who are in the chronic illness community. Of course we are. But your person that you just said you're looking for is a mom who has lupus, who wants to learn how to build a business, right? Those are her traits. So think about her and think about what it is that would resonate with her. Think about how you can serve her, because that is the core of any business's service. And being able to use our own story to serve our communities that we build is everything. It's everything that any business owner really wants to be able to achieve, is to be able to use their own personal story or their own personal values to be able to build a business for a community that they feel so strongly about that they, you know, are going to do anything to help succeed. Right. Yeah.
And on top of that, helping them build the business, like my service, as far as how I want to serve them, is just help them the step-by-step plan. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's not just about the business. That's being able to handle the business, your lupus, your mom life, your wife life, or whatever, family home. Like, I want to be able to integrate all those things and the tools that I've used personally to make that happen. So
absolutely.
That's, you just helped me clear that up.
And that's what I want to do for you. You know, that's what I want to do for my community, because there are so many people out there who are like us, who have chronic illnesses, who are online and they are searching and they are looking and they are saying, how can I make money? How can I, you know, maybe how can I leave my 9-to-5 so that I can stay home and rest? Or how can I leave my, you know, my second shift job that, you know, is my second job and just get a little bit of rest, you know? Like, we need to do it in a different way. And I feel so strongly about that through my own personal story and my own experiences through having built a really successful business, but knowing that at the end of the day, revenue generated and Kelly's health were, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just so far apart, you know, one's here and one's here, but this one is the one that's going to kill me at the end of the day. Right. Mm-hmm. This one is the one that's going to shorten my life. So this one needs to come up a little bit. I need to get myself a little bit more even, which is my whole, you know, I feel so strongly about that for my own community, is just to be able to show people that we don't have to give up on our big dreams and our big revenue goals and, you know, everything that we want for ourselves professionally, just because we deal with something personally that is all encompassing in a lot of ways and really also defines who we are as people. I personally think that.
I agree with you. And I've been living with lupus since 2008, so it's been a long journey. And you know, I feel like I am her that I'm serving at the same time, you know, because I'm living this out, just figuring out how I can turn this into something different, because I've struggled so much with trying to make a living and have a life that I love. And that's the main reason why I do appreciate social media, is because I get to see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get to see other people achieving their goals. That's why this podcast is specifically lupus warriors that are in business.
Yep.
Some type of system set up. Because I want us to see that we are capable of doing these things and our dreams do not have to be erased just because we have to live with this on a day-to-day.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that another thing, you know, having been an entrepreneur now for a few, you know, a while, I have a lot of business. I have a lot of, you know, networking contacts. I have a lot of people in my life who, you know, I have business partners in one of my ventures. And as a chronically ill person, and I feel like you're going to understand what I say here, and I don't know if I'm going to say it the way that I want to, but sometimes they just don't get it. They just don't understand, because they are not dealing with the same sort of level of, you know, health issues. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, the things that I prioritize and the things that I am able to say no to as a result of being a chronically ill person are much different. And, you know, they don't understand. It's that sort of idea that people in the chronic illness community can really relate to, of that invisible illness. So people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, and so it feels really good to talk to people like yourself who understand exactly where I'm coming from and understand exactly what my motivation is and understand, you know, exactly why I want to share this information with my community, is because I know how it feels to have other people not get it. And I know how it feels to have self-imposed limits on myself, that the only person that can release those limits is me, because nobody else can see them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it feels to struggle with, you know, like
depression,
okay,
you know, just
that
like,
one day is shot, you know what I mean? Yes, probably too. I know how all of it feels to be someone who struggles with a chronic illness but still wants to have a really big life, you know. And that's,
and me, I'm motivated every day when I look at those sweet faces and I'm just like, I gotta be here for them. But not only that, like I said, and I feel really bad for the ones that do have to live this walk, as far as them having to just be sick and in the hospital bed and they can't really, like, I really do empathize with them, but I don't want that to be me. I don't want that to be my story. So my fight is literally, if I'm going to be chronically ill, I'm going to let them see me be full of life, joy, happiness, and whatever that takes for me to feel that, so that they can experience that. They can say, oh yeah, my mom survived that or lived with that. But, you know, we had good moments. I had good memories, you know.
Yeah.
And I also want them to see me be real and, you know, be have that sense of care and nurture for other people, because they know what it feels like for somebody to not be well all the time or not be 100% all the time, and they can still care and empathize with others. So
yeah, and it really, it shows them, you know, I hope it shows other people, our children including, that, you know, the resilience that people can have.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of mental toughness that goes into being a chronically ill person that at times it can feel difficult to sustain, right? Because you're like, it can feel easy to say, you know what, I'm going to go lay down, I can't do this today. It's mental. There's a lot of mental toughness that goes into being chronically ill and sustaining the journey. And that, to me, is exactly what business is. There is so much mental toughness that goes into building a successful business that will sustain the test of time, that it runs such a close parallel to being chronically ill, that it's like they kind of do lend strength to each other, because you're like, well, if I can do this, I can do this. You know, it just teaches us what we're capable of, even in the moments where when we feel like we're not capable of much.
And listening to your body and letting it, as I mean, at the ultimate, you know, foundation of lupus is just letting us know that is something wrong. There's something that we need to pay attention to and take care of. So, I mean, just having that alarm go off, I'm thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful that I didn't have something run out of nowhere and I didn't know what it was and just attack me, you know. And sometimes we have those moments when it comes to the flares, but most of the time we know we was doing too much. We did too medications, you know. We have to be responsible about that too, or that what we ate did not sit right.
Yes. No, and you do, you know, it's like, I know if I stay up a little too late, I probably should go to bed. Like, I know that that's important. I know sleep is important. I know health. I know that, you know, what I eat is important. My medications are incredibly important. You know, my exercise is important. We know those things, right? We know how to take care of ourselves, but that still doesn't mean that it isn't hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So with everything that you shared, can you please tell my audience where they can find you, or how can they work with you, or
Absolutely. So you can visit my website at mypretty sickbiz.com. You can read the blog, you can check out our, you know, what I have going on as far as the digital products right now. The website will be growing considerably over the course of the next year. As I said, you know, we're really going to go deep into email marketing next. So that's my next automated passive income stream that I'm going to start building out and showing you guys how to build out. And then we're going to do affiliate marketing and print on demand products too during 2024. So I have big dreams for my Pretty Sick Biz this year. It's really going to grow. It's really going to flourish. And you can head over there and you can send me a message. I am available. Anybody who wants to talk, I'm here for it.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you.
Now we can attach the face and we can attach the business, and you guys go over there and get all the help that you need. And thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, you guys, peace and be intentional.
Have you been looking for a supportive space where you can talk lupus advocacy and business? Then I have the group for you. Join the Loopy Boss Academy on Facebook today. You'll gain exclusive access to valuable info on lupus advocacy and business strategies. Plus, you'll have networking opportunities with fellow lupus warrior bosses. So, don't miss out. Find us on Facebook now and let's empower each other to take our lupus advocacy and life to the next level. As we wrap up another episode of Lupus Speaks, I hope you are leaving with renewed inspiration and a belief that dreams are attainable despite lupus or any chronic illness. Let's keep the conversation going by connecting with us at Lupus Speaks on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. But please remember, you are not alone on this journey and that your dreams are not defined by lupus. They're powered by your strength and determination. So until next time, you guys, peace and be intentional.